Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Homestand continues tomorrow as Buffalo tries to get back in the win column after a surprising game against Calgary last night based on what we had seen in the previous outing. Maybe two outings, but definitely the Monday outing against Edmonton. And overall, aside from that win against the Oilers, struggles against the Western Conference. They're just 1-5-1 for whatever that is worth at this point in time. But Marty, why did we see what we saw last night in a 6-2 loss to Calgary?
Well, why did we see the start of the game? I mean, the first period. The Sabres, you know, when you look at the numbers now, they're 20th in first period goals, and they've got the third worst first period goals against in the National Hockey League. And, you know, we had Peyton Krebs on yesterday, and we're talking about the start of the game, you know, especially with Calgary being on a back-to-back coming in. And it's funny because when he started to say, he goes, well, the start of our game have actually been, and I thought he was going to say good, and I was like, oh, I hope he does. And he says, very much so-so. Like, it's been up and down. And I think that was maybe the best positive way to look at it, because other than that, you would say they've been, a lot of times this year, they've been poor, and the numbers show that. And the start of the game against Calgary was a poor one, and it puts you in a bad place. And I know they got a goal disallowed and, you know, whatever you say about it. But, you know, the start of the game is where you needed to establish yourself in this game against the Flames. Just like the start of the game needed to be where you had to establish yourself against the St. Louis Blues 2 weeks ago. Well, they were down 1-0 after the first against the Blues. They were down 2-0 early in the second. And in this one against Calgary, they were down 2-0 in the first. And it just like they were down 2-0 to the Colorado Avalanche, just like they went down 4-1 to the Detroit Red Wings. Like, that's what has been going on here over the last 2 or 3 weeks especially.
So you're more concerned with the start than the third period?
Yes, because I do feel that the third period was just a continuation of the start. Like, it just, you can think that, you know, at any moment we'll flip the switch on, right? It happened in Detroit. Flip the switch on, it's good. Oh, Edmonton, you play a good game. So the switch is on. And you get it back to 2-2 and we'll turn the switch on. This is the National Hockey League. I mean, there's another team on the other side, the Calgary Flames, that, hey, they don't want to give you anything. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to lose. And maybe a reason why Ryan Huska, the coach of the Flames, challenged that Rasmus Dahlin goal is saying, what do I have to lose here? Mm-hmm. We're up 2-0.
Yep.
Force comes to worse. If I'm wrong, we're still up 2-1. And, yeah, Buffalo's going to go in the power play. But the way the power play had been going in the, you know, the first power play they had, it's not threatening. Mm-hmm. So, they, you know, the Flames had nothing to lose. So, yeah, I'm more concerned about the start because if you start well, if you played, and even the second period, the numbers show better, but it wasn't it wasn't the period that you that the domination that you would think, right? So anyway, if they were to play that second period in the first and then got better, mm-hmm. it would have been fine. But I feel like the third period was just a continuation of what had started, you know, at 7:38 because we started a little later.
My concern was the third period. The goaltender interference, which we just looked at and probably could look at 1,696,000 times and not have any consensus on it from fans. You and I were in agreement. I might have actually softened my stance a little when I watched it again last night after the fact. First of all, to me, it's moot, and I get it. Nothing should be considered moot in a game because you never know what's going to happen after that happens. But they were down 2-0.
Yes.
It was one goal. They erased the deficit. They had a chance to win in the third period. So to me, it's moot. However, now that you're looking at it again and again and again, would you continue to call it the way you called it and the official called it last night?
I would continue to call it the way that I saw it last night. And when the league sent the explanation by email, it made more sense to me. And I get it. The league sometimes doesn't give you a good explanation. They said according to rule 69.2, and then they kind of leave it. But what they said yesterday is that Tage Thompson's positioning impaired Devin Cooley's ability to play his position in the crease prior to the Dahlin shot. So it doesn't have to say like, oh, well, the shot hadn't been taken yet, and Thompson had kind of moved away, and he, you know, like, Tage's word, and I know like Tage was frustrated with it, but he said he had 3 or 4 seconds to reestablish himself. No, he didn't, right? But the fact is in the rule book, it says if a player goes on his own in the crease and impairs the ability of the goaltender to move freely upon his crease, and that directly leads to a goal, mm-hmm. it will be waved off. It was pretty simple, the fact that Devin Cooley's ability to move mm-hmm. and establish himself a position in the crease was impaired. And the shot came in really right after when he never really got fully recovered or fully set. Was it a great shot? Yes. Does it matter? No. Nobody's going to say, oh, he wouldn't have gotten it anyway. You never know. You never know, yeah. right? So I'm still good with that. Look, I've had my moments this year where I'm like, oh, this should have been a goal. This shouldn't have been a goal. Mm-hmm. And we can criticize the hockey department in the situation room. And I hate when people call it, oh, Toronto made the call. It could be in Australia. Nobody.
But it's not.
It's not. I get it. But it's in Toronto. Why? Because that they have to find a place to have hockey ops operational, people live in, and it's all there. So it's the situation room. It's not Toronto.
I think part of it for, I don't even want to say casual observers, because I think fans are more than that. But they don't necessarily get hung up on watching the hours and hours and hours and hours that a yeah. lot of us end up seeing it. So maybe there's not as many comps in their head. But what I'm getting at is anybody that watched it last night knows that it was so accidental and unintentional that when you first see it that right. way, you realize that there's no plan here. You know what I'm saying?
My goals against average, my save percentage would be way better because
yeah.
those little contact
right.
were permissible. They were okay. Like, guys would bump me, and it was fine. It was part of the game.
There were a lot of guys who do this all the time,
oh, yeah.
and it doesn't get called. This is the point, because people have memories of stuff that looks intentional and a goal stands,
mm-hmm.
and then you clearly look at this and your brain is conditioned to go, oh my gosh, like there was no intent, like he stumbled, did his absolute best to get out of the crease as soon as he knew he was getting
yeah.
into it. And the goaltender didn't get knocked over. So all I'm saying is I can understand
the
mechanics of the mind going, this really looked like nothing.
So now let me ask you this question, Duffer. I think that most of these borderline gray area goalie interference situation happened usually towards the top of the crease, that half circle at the top of the crease. Now, we can remember, and people that used to go to the odd or whatnot remember that the crease used to be just a rectangle, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that going to a, maybe you have the crease the way that it is, but the only blue part would be that rectangle area that would be restricted for players, but everything in that circle that, you know, we call it the muffin top, but like that area would be okay. Like, you know, if there was accidental contact that didn't really affect much, would be okay. Mm-hmm. I almost like we would take off a lot of that gray area. Like this one by Tage yesterday would have been in that, you know, wider ice instead of in the blue ice.
Yeah. I don't think any lines, unless you got rid of the crease completely, would change the game.
Because then we're just moving the issue somewhere else.
Exactly. Here's the coach and Tage on last night's call.
It looked to me like the goaltender got set afterwards. It was set for the shot. How did you see that play?
Yeah, you and me both. I thought that was a horrible call. It's a call to go on the ice, and I think there's minimal contact there, if any. And then I think he's square to the shot for a good two, three seconds, and you know, Dahl's shot goes bar down, so it's not like it's into the middle of the net and he can't react to make a save. He's square to it the whole time, but stuff that's out of your control. I think the main focus there is we didn't control things that were within our control tonight, and that's puck battles and intensity. I just think we went into every one-on-one battle just casual, just soft.
Did Carter give you any insight about that at the TV timeout when you were talking to him?
Yeah, I mean, he said he made the call on the ice and he thought it was a goal, and obviously Toronto thought otherwise.
The reason you challenge is because you don't know. It could go either way. I thought that one could have went either way. I didn't think, I mean, my opinion, I didn't think there was enough there. They used their timeout. They challenged it. The only way you're going to know, it could have been a huge turning point if, you know, it goes the other way. But it went their way.
And Calgary ends up having a big third period and wins 6-2. So,
and I don't want to, like, when I said I hate when people call it Toronto, I feel like that's the easy, you know, you're in, like Tage said it. I'm not saying like, Tage's in Toronto. It's like players, they know. Even the referees will say, well, we'll call Toronto. It's just like, I think people, like if this room, the Situation Room was here in Buffalo, mm-hmm. like I don't think people would complain as much. It's just because it's Toronto that people complain.
I don't think that's true at all.
You don't? I think people always say, oh, yeah, obviously it's in Toronto, so everybody hates Toronto.
If the Situation Room was here people and that call went against them, people would be mad that the call went against
them.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying they wouldn't say, oh, well, they made the call in Buffalo. Like, they wouldn't use Buffalo as a negative connotation okay. to where the room is.
Okay. I don't have the brain space to debate this right now. Matias Samuelsson continued his decent play. Now, the overarching comment from the coach was nobody really deserves a lot of praise for last night mm-hmm. because he wasn't happy with the entirety of his roster. But the numbers and the production and, in general, I think, the play of Samuelsson continue to garner attention.
Well, you know, when I see Samuelsson, I see him play with confidence, especially with the puck. There was times over the last few years where Matias Samuelsson had the puck. And no disrespect to Jay McKee and Rhett Werner back in the days, but there used to be an internal joke in the room that whenever those guys would make a pass to one another, it was like they're sending each other grenades, mm-hmm. and then they have to shoot it off the glass to try to get it to the neutral zone. And it felt like that with Matias Samuelsson. Like when he had the puck, it was like, the puck is supposed to be your friend, Sammy, and it's not. The puck is his friend right now, especially in the offensive zone. Mm-hmm. And his feet are moving, especially in the offensive zone. And I think that's a really good thing. Now, look, I know Dahlin would have scored that goal that got called back. But if you're down 2-0 and you're looking for somebody to give you a spark, usually that would be Tage, that would be Tuck, that would be Dahlin, that would be, you know, your offensive guys. And lately, and it's from, like since Sammy's come back and come back healthy, he is one of those that gives a boost offensively mm-hmm. at a moment where you need it. Yep. And last night was that. He scored the first goal, got going, right? That's exactly what Samuelsson has been able to provide now. to the Sabres with 4 goals out of the 10 goals that the Sabres have scored from a defenseman. Sammy has 4 of them.
Mm-hmm. And then when you speak of a boost, obviously we spent a lot of time the last 2 days talking about, you know, the depth of the roster, the younger players that have been helping. But then collectively you have a game like last night where it presumably makes it easier for the coach to start welcoming back veteran players into the mix, i.e. Jason Zucker, who's expected to return tomorrow. Zach Benson could be as close as this weekend. We don't know. We don't have a definitive word on that. But, like, who now gets really edgy among the forward group with those guys coming back? Like, is it too easy to just, you know, look to the call-ups?
It's too easy.
Right, okay, so what are they going to get from Zucker?
Well, no, it's... Let me just say this. It's too easy to look at Auslan, Roseanne, Dunn, right? Mm-hmm. To be your three guys that, well, you know what? If Zucker comes back, one of those three. If Benson comes back, another one of those three. And I hate it because really, the Malenstein, Dunn had a few moments yesterday. It was okay. But I think overall he's been valuable to the fourth line. You know, that Malenstein, Auslan, and Dunn line actually created on the forecheck. They weren't the issue last night. Like, right. They definitely weren't. And I think that Roseanne has had really some bright moments, especially when given an opportunity on the power play and in offensive situations. I said on the pregame yesterday, the top four guys in goals per 60, which is a measure of how do you produce for the amount of ice time you get. Obviously, Tage Thompson is going to produce more because he gets more ice time than others. But when you do goals per 60, the top four guys on the Sabres are Thompson, Roseanne, Zucker, and Auslan. Mm-hmm. So I can't look at that number and say, well, Auslan and Roseanne would be two of the three guys that you would want to pull out of the lineup. Now, it's easy to say Dunn, Auslan, Roseanne. But I'm starting to think that, okay, there's other guys on the roster that should be thinking, that could be me, because they need more out of a lot of the depth guys that should be producing some offense that have not helped right now.
Real quick, who do you put Zucker with?
Oh, so I would put Zucker with McLeod. And I know that right now you have, I may even go like Roseanne, Zucker, and McLeod. Say, okay, and keep Doan with Thompson and Tuck up top.
I don't know if that lasts after last night.
I would give it another try. Yeah. I would give it another try because they had found something, and really it wasn't a good game for Tuck and Tage and Doan. And I looked, by putting Zucker with maybe McLeod and Roseanne, that bumps Quinn down. Mm-hmm. But I think what Lindy said yesterday, he said everybody kind of wanted an easy game. And I saw that. Like, instead of stopping the puck on the wall, turning your back, taking the hit, making a play, go with speed, it was, oh, let's do that little angle of the wall and hoping that it's the perfect, like it's almost a lateral in football, hoping it's the perfect play. On the power play, I'm in the slot, I'm getting the puck to the bumper, I'm going to do a little one-touch backhand sauce, and then it goes out of the zone. Mm-hmm. There was too much of that. And I know those are the skilled players that are going to try those plays, but you can try those plays when you know you've got a great feel for the puck and a great positive game going, not when you're trying to establish your game and it just went nowhere.
So Zucker expected tomorrow. Benson will get clarity on moving forward. He is in the soon category. Here he is.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully when I'm back, I can stay healthy and going around with the boys, just getting back up to speed in practices, you know, getting back in game shape. So obviously it'll take a couple days, but you know, it's I'm feeling pretty good out there.
He does have 8 points in 8 games, Benson. He's still looking for his first goal, but he's had two bouts with injury so far now, and obviously the one was really freak nature. But you know, you look at the combined production between him and Zucker alone, pretty significant. And
you need it.
And but at the same time, it, you know, the win-loss record has been kind of consistent here no matter who's been in the lineup. right?
Yeah, I mean, that's
so,
like,
so you can't sit there and say, well, they're 7-0 with Zach Benson this year. No, that's not the case, right?
No.
So,
but last night, like, I know you need offense, and Zucker and Benson are going to help, but I also think that it's more about an overall game. It's about being strong in your own zone, managing the puck. Like, you could have won that game 2-1 last night.
Yeah.
The Calgary Flames don't score.
Right.
They don't score. They were barely scoring over 2 goals a game. You get them on the back-to-back. Mm-hmm. We had Peyton Krebs talking about, yeah, your legs feel a little heavier on the second game of a back-to-back. And you know, they could have won that one 2-1 by making it tough on Calgary. It didn't happen.
Well, congrats on your anytime goal scorer.
Yeah, I did get that yesterday. That's right. So I won a little money.
There you go.
There you go. I've got 3 right picks out of 20 games this year. So without all the money.
I don't think we've done it for all 20, have we?
No, not for all 20. But let's just pretend like maybe 15 out of the 20. There's a couple of national games or whatever. But now this board does not include all the miss. So the money that I paid and the ones that did not get me anytime goal scorer is not being taken out. So it's just a positive. We're a positive show here. We only show the positive.
I don't think there have been any transactions, quite frankly.
There's been no transaction. You're right. This is all pretend. This is Monopoly money at this point. Hey, right. I'm glad that we're like 20 minutes into the show. You haven't asked me who do you think is going to play goal tomorrow night.
Because I don't have the ability to do so because I have to stay on schedule here with the rest of the show. So it's the quarter poll. It's sunny out. We're 20 games in. What's the big story so far in the NHL?
Okay, I've got a couple of stories in the NHL so far. Let me start with an individual story, a goalie story, because, you know, we haven't talked goalies yet. Scott Wedgewood has been one of my biggest storyline this year because you go into the start of the year, Colorado doesn't have Mackenzie Blackwood. You're like, where are the Avalanche going to be? Well, you know what? They're the best team in the league. Scott Wedgewood is potentially the best goalie in the league. Logan Thompson may want to say something about that. He's 11-1-2, a 2.17 goals against average, and has been lights out. So that, like, as an individual, I think is probably one of the biggest storyline in the league, something that people don't talk enough about. But I think that's that. What do you got for biggest storyline this quarter polls season?
Probably just the scoring race, I think. Just the different young players that are involved. I mean, I know McDavid or McKinnon is going to win it. That's just inevitable.
Yes.
And Connor's right there. But it's fun watching Celebrini, Carlson, Bedard challenge for this.
It's like every day, though. Like, Celebrini does something one day, and then later that night, or usually it's Chicago before, and then San Jose later, or the next day, Bedard comes in, or Carlson comes in. It's just, to me, it's been awesome. Another storyline that I think is big this year is the injuries. Mm-hmm. There's been a ton of injuries around the NHL. I just wrote down, like, names of guys that are hurt. Charlie McAvoy took a puck to the face. Slavin in Carolina, Duchesne and Harley, RNH, Barkov and Tkachuk, Doughty, Rossi. Montreal's got tons of injuries. Tampa Bay with Hedman and McDonough and Cernak. Toronto with Matthews, Nice, Stolarz. Vegas, there's been tons of injuries. Not that it is an excuse or not, but there has been a ton of injuries in this first quarter of the season in the NHL.
What's been more impressive, the play of Macklin Celebrini in his second year or Matthew Schaefer in his first?
This is a tough trick question. I think that
no one's tricking anyone. It's
It's not a trick question. It's a tough question. I think Schaefer is more impressive because for me personally, I thought he won the last 10 games. He played a half a season last year, and he comes in and now he's going to have to perform at the NHL level. And he not only is performing, he's dominating. He's elevated as one of the best. So I'm going to say Schaefer is more surprising than Celebrini.
It's not surprised. It's impressive. More impressive.
Impressive. I say Schaefer is more impressive because of how my expectation level was for Schaefer compared to Celebrini. Mm.
I'll go with Celebrini because the Sharks wouldn't have a single win without him.
See, that's why it was hard to answer.
I'm not even lying.
Because I was thinking the same thing.
They would not. They might have a point. They would not have a single win without Macklin Celebrini. Like, not even lying. Comeback player of the year so far.
Comeback player of the year. I'm going to go with, this is a weird comeback, but I think we just mentioned Connor Bedard. And I think Connor Bedard last year had the injury a little bit, did not perform at the level that we thought he was, and now he's elevated himself as one of the best players in the NHL. So it's not so much a comeback like, well, what did he miss? He just wasn't himself last year, and he's come back way better this year. So I'm going to say Bedard for that reason.
Marcus Johansson, the Wilder 7-1-1. They've dealt with a ton of injuries, and he is on pace for over 60 points, which would be a career high. Granted, Mojo has had a lot of injury troubles over the course of his career, so hoping he can stay healthy. But I would say this, obviously Zuccarello's return has meant a lot, but Mojo was literally the glue for this team with a very shaky start, and it's been super fun to see just how respected he is in that group in Minnesota.
It's been fun. And because you mentioned Minnesota, can we say Jesper Wallstedt is kind of a comeback player of the year, despite the fact he didn't play last year in the NHL? He had a bad year in the AHL last year.
Right, different category, not NHL comeback player.
No, it's not NHL comeback, but I think, like, for me that watches the goalies around the league and the prospect and his performance so far in the season, it's almost like Kevin Weeks would always say, like, now you're back. I don't know where you went, but now you're back. Like, that's Jesper Wallstedt.
Surprise team of the year so far?
Surprise team, I got three right now that I think I can put in that category. Boston and Pittsburgh are very, very surprising to me and what they've been able to do.
But they've lost a bunch here in the last
week.
They
have, so. But they're still in that picture. I thought they were going to be way out, and it wasn't going to be. Anaheim, I had, like, not high expectations, but better expectation for Anaheim. They've exceeded my expectations. So I'm saying Anaheim is the surprise team of the year.
Yeah, Chicago for me, I would have never expected them to get out of the bottom five. And they're 10-3-3. They might well be 11-3-3 in the last 17 as they come in tomorrow night. They've got Seattle this evening. And they, you know, again, the most surprising aspect of their rise here under Jeff Blashill, and this is a dream scenario for any coach, is to have pretty much the best goaltending. Yeah. And the Hawks have been in the top three in save percentage and goals against. And yes, some of that comes from coaching and personnel, but ultimately it comes down to Spencer Knight and Arvid Soderblom at this point. And
we're probably going to see Arvid Soderblom tomorrow. Yeah. Spencer Knight's playing tonight. Yeah. So, and Soderblom played last two nights ago. So, we're probably going to see Arvid Soderblom from Friday.
Amazing. 10-3-3 are the Hawks going into tonight's game with Seattle. Yeah. We, of course, are looking forward to Chicago, Buffalo tomorrow night right here at KeyBank Center as the homestand continues. And as this month continues, we continue to celebrate Native American Heritage Month. We're proud to feature the special edition jerseys that we showed off on our broadcast the other night. There's an auction for these jerseys presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos, and the auction closes on November 23rd at 9 p.m. All proceeds to benefit the Western Door Hockey Program. So place your bid now by visiting sabres.com/auction. It's Thursday. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN is coming up on Sabres Live.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Around the NHL with Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. We are rolling along here, and we're also getting set just less than 2 months away from our Road Crew event in Nashville. Join us for an afternoon watch party with Sabres fans and alum on Monday, January 19th, and then, of course, the very next day after playing in Carolina, the Sabres will be in Nashville to take on the Predators, so could be a great little journey for you to join us in Nashville. Proceeds supporting the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at our Road Crew party by going to sabres.com/roadcrew. Dregs, there is an endless amount of ways we can go here. Sometimes you want to focus on like really great stories. Sometimes you look at some teams that are not going well and you might want to start there. But I think Marty and I are in agreement. How is there no supplementary discipline to Mikko Rantanen?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing Darren, are you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not hearing Darren either. Sam, producer Sam, let us know if it's coming through.
I don't think we're hearing him.
Off his line or however they viewed it from the Department of Player Safety perspective. I mean, to be fair, it was a boarding major. That's what they called. He got the game misconduct. You hate to see the injury, which we saw with Romanov. But when you slow it down a dozen different ways, as we do, it wasn't overly forceful. So it's the end result, which is the injury here to the New York Islanders player, where you're like, all right, okay, perhaps it does elevate to supplemental discipline. But the message that I got, at least from Dallas's perspective, was, you know, it was Mayfield that kind of knocked him into that.
I mean, that's from the Dallas perspective. Did you get a message from Patrick Waugh? Because that would have been a totally different perspective.
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you here. I was following up on it this morning because, you know, we don't often, of course, we see coach outbursts all the time, right? And occasionally, you know, you'll get a microphone that picks up some questionable language and whatnot. But rarely do you get as cut and dried a threat as that one was by Patrick Waugh to Mikko Rantanen, which, I mean, he just basically said, not basically, he said, you're not going to finish the game the next time we play in New York.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard back yet from the National Hockey League. Again, I did hear from an Islanders source who said that they've yet to hear from either Colin Campbell or head office of the National Hockey League. And, you know, frankly, they don't expect to hear because, again, Romanoff was injured on the play. So from the Islanders' standpoint, that's their bigger concern. But we do know the history of how Colin Campbell and hockey operations manages these things. I'd be absolutely shocked if there isn't a call before that game between the Islanders and the Dallas Stars to say, okay, you know, because of what everyone could clearly hear from your head coach, if there's a line crossed in this one, you know, there's going to be serious fines levied. But so far, that warning hasn't been issued.
Patrick has had some colorful comments over the years, and you know, maybe he tells the league, like, I'm French. I did not mean when I said I had Stanley Cup ears plugged by cup rings.
Anyway, I was there for that one. Yeah,
that was good. Let me ask you about the Edmonton Oilers. We saw them on Monday lose 5-1 to the Sabres. They go into Washington last night. Did not fare well in that one either. Connor Ingram is not having the best of starts in Bakersfield either. So
no.
Should the Oilers do what they should have done 2 years ago and now finally shop for a goaltender? I mean, Sabres have three. Maybe there's a scenario that links the two.
Well, whether they'll admit it or not is another thing, right? I think that Stan Bowman, since he's been general manager of the Edmonton Oilers, publicly has defended and supported his goaltending platoon. But we also know that he has kicked tires on available goaltenders in the past. We know that there was some form of dialogue when Gibson was with the Anaheim Ducks, and you know, whether it was serious or not, can't be sure. But every time we go down that path with management in Edmonton, we're reminded of the same thing. Hey, look at the track record of these guys. And we're talking about Skinner and Pickard, and it's the same goalie tandem that helped them get to the Stanley Cup final, right? Their goaltending hasn't been good enough. But you're also starting to hear on a regular basis Chris Knobloch, the head coach of the Oilers, go after their defensive details. And I think that's obvious. Anyone who watched that game last night, you could clearly see that the Oilers were often under duress against the Washington Capitals in their own end. But if they get a save along the way, maybe that kind of turns the tables and they come out of one of those games. And that hasn't been the case. So I think you've got a collection of things happening now. Goaltending hasn't been good enough. Their defense as a group hasn't been good enough. And now you've got the coaching staff trying to, you know, point to the obvious in support of their goaltending. So I'd be surprised if Bowman isn't checking around on what available goaltenders there would be, because they do need something to change the course here. Otherwise, they're going to be at the midpoint of the season, and they're going to be well out of the playoff picture, and they're going to have to do something magical in the second half.
Edmonton, Calgary, St. Louis, Nashville, insert other team here. Which one makes the biggest news first?
It feels like Nashville, to be honest. And what we don't know is what is that news, right? I mean, there are murmurs of potential trade situations. You know, Marchessault's name has been out there for a bit. You know, that's an interesting contract, and I think that that's a bit of a challenge for a lot of clubs. And there's no shortage of teams, as we know, that are looking for some help up front. So we'll see if that develops. There always seems to be, you know, kind of an undercurrent of, okay, well, is Andrew Brunette safe? And I feel like the primary reason for that is the obvious one, and that's because Barry Trotz is the general manager, and he's a decorated head coach. So you could see maybe from an ownership perspective, their want to push Barry back to the bench if they feel like that is the bump that is required. I keep checking in on Calgary, and the messaging is always the same. You know what? We're better than our record indicates. We're not in a hurry to move Rasmus Anderson. We're not interested in trading Nazem Kadri or any of the other principal pieces. So I guess it's a wait-and-see approach for the Calgary Flames. But there always seems to be something, again, kind of percolating around the Nashville Predators. So for me, that's the team that I watch.
Dregs, we saw Adrian Kempe sign a long-term extension with the Kings. Adam Lowry signed a contract yesterday. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we keep asking you about Alex Tuck. But I want to ask you in a different way today. Can it
okay.
be a strategy for Alex Tuck to say, well, if everybody signs, Like if Nick Schmaltz signs and if Artemi Panarin signs at some point, I would be the top free agent on the market when comes July 1. Yeah. And I may get more money than what I'm getting now. So could that be like a way to approach things for Alex Tuch and his group, knowing that everybody else now is basically off the market?
Yeah, and why wouldn't it be, right? Why wouldn't it be? And by being patient in this process, you know, one or two things are going to happen. You either, you know, force the Buffalo Sabres to spend a little bit more in term and in money, to keep you away from free agency, provided that Alex Tuch wants to stay long-term in Buffalo. And there's no reason at this point to say that he doesn't. Every time I've checked, that's the messaging that I've got back. The other thing is, okay, if there isn't a deal to be made there, then obviously Alex Tuch is a free agent, is going to be coveted because of everything you just said, Marty. I mean, the pool is getting more and more shallow every single week for those, you know, better forwards especially. So he'll have his pick of the litter. And maybe it gets even tastier between now and then. And what if the Buffalo Sabres are a team that continues to struggle? They're a non-playoff factor as you come closer to the trade deadline. Well, does Alex Tuch want to sign into that longer term anyway? Or is he a trade piece, which he obviously would be at that point? And because of what he's able to do and provide, he very likely lands on a decent contender, certainly a playoff contender and maybe a Stanley Cup contender. So I think that there are a few options that work in favor at this point for Alex Tuch.
Marty just reiterated the number of goalies that are here. Is there anything else percolating on the Buffalo front?
Not really. You know, I mean, it's the same thing every time I check in, and this isn't a knock on Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres. That's just where clubs are. Just continuing to have their conversations. I mean, the conversations get a little bit more urgent. And I wouldn't say that, again, is the case for Adams here. But because we're now essentially at the 20-game mark, you know what you have. You know, Buffalo is no different than a lot of clubs. They've had to deal with injuries. And I think that that's where most of the trade activity and the dialogue is coming from. You know, I talked to a general manager the other day. A good team, a playoff team right now, they're looking for help up front. But there are so few sellers in the NHL at this stage that even if you ask about the potential of a player who that team would consider trading, the asking price is off the charts. So I'm sure that Adams is just basically staying in conversations at this point.
Dregs, navigating fake reports or whatnot is always something that you have to do, we have to try to do. Now, I read something about Matthews, and I got calls and texts about Austin Matthews, and maybe he was going to be long-term. It doesn't seem to be the case, but apparently Anthony Stolarz now, according to the coach, Craig Berube, is going to be longer than expected. So what is the real thing in Toronto right now with Matthews, Stolarz, Matthew Nice, and some of the other injuries that they have?
Yeah. Well, Austin Matthews has skated three straight days now, and you know, before the team went out. But that bodes well. But as we reported earlier this week, it sure seems like he's going to be out at least another week. All right. And that's kind of the history that the Leafs have taken with Austin Matthews. Make sure that he's healthy, not able to play. Make sure that he's healthy before he comes back in the mix. So that's what they're doing there. Matthew Nyes, I didn't hear Berube in his post morning skate remarks whether or not he's available or not. I know prior to the morning skate, they were hopeful that he'd be able to play. Lawton is expected to return tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Anthony Stolarz, fellas, is concerning. It is because, again, you go back to that first period against Boston where he was injured, suffered something upper body. And Berube at that point, you know, whether it was a day or two later, just said, you know, he's going to miss a game. Maybe he'll miss a couple of games. And now it looks a lot more dire than that. But I think that it also speaks to, you know, getting Joe Woll back into the mix, right? And he had a nice night the other night on Tuesday. Yep. So if he's healthy and he's up to form, then that allows them to be more patient to make sure that Anthony Stolarz is healing in the direction that they need him to.
Islanders or the Ducks, which team is more likely to be a conference finalist this year?
Who? You know, the Ducks. I like the look of that team, and it speaks to the timing of Pat Verbeek as general manager. And I know that we've been down this road before because the Ducks are one of those unlikely stories. None of us expected that they would have the start that they've enjoyed to this point. Maybe we should expect it better from Anaheim, given the fact that they bring in Joel Quenneville into the mix. They made some pretty bold moves. Kreider, Truba come to mind, some other pieces. So I think that Pat Verbeek is going to continue to try and add. They're still in a waiting period right now, and they've come back down to earth a little bit. But this is a good team. And if Verbeek is able to bolster it, then there's no reason to think. Just when you look at that division, it seems to be somewhat up for grabs. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're able to hold their own. And I don't know if you guys saw the speculation on Mintikoff, the young defenseman. I mean, he's in and out of the lineup. He's not playing very good. I had an exchange with his agent, Dan Milstein, earlier today, and you know, he let it be known, as he has to other reporters, that they have requested a trade. Imagine how that's going to go with Pat Verbeek. You know, it's he's cut from the Steve Eisenman
claw. Ask Trevor Zegras. Right? Ask John Gibson.
Easy to understand, though. You got Trouba, Helison, Lacombe, Zellweger all ahead of him as far as high-priority people, and then Ian Moore gets the game winner last night late.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like nothing. And, of course, you have Gudas in there. It's I'm with you, Dregs. I'm impressed with how they've built things right now.
Yeah, and with Mintikoff, hey, I can guarantee you, based on reporting, that several general managers are pestering Pat Verbeek. Several pestering. Yeah. What's it going to take? And the message that I got from a couple of GMs who obviously have made that call already is that, you know, Verbeek is just saying, no, I'm not trading him. No, I'm not trading him. And I don't think he will. I don't think he will. But I guess the follow-up option is, you know, if you don't trade him, and nothing materializes early in the offseason, Mintikoff could, I guess, just say, all right, I'm not playing in the National Hockey League and I'm going back to Russia. But way too early for Pat Verbeek to worry about that.
Dregs, thanks so much. Great stuff as always. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider from TSN. As we head to break, a reminder to get your kids involved in our Learn to Play program. Is there a young Sabres fan in your life? We want you to have them sign up for the Sabres Kids Club.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As well, exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites. Just go to sabres.com/kidsclub. We're back after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
1-1 on the homestand. It continues tomorrow with Chicago coming in. Carolina's a Sunday afternoon game, 1 p.m. start for that. A little quick trip to Pittsburgh before Thanksgiving, and then the Black Friday game right here. Friday afternoon against New Jersey. Find the matchups that work best for you. Build out your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff ticks, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. It's all available. Sabres.com/5. Well, 5 was not the number that we're talking about as far as an anniversary on this day. 7 Buffalo goals were scored in a period against Tampa. The second period, as a matter of fact, en route to a 7-2 win. So happy anniversary to a second period offensive explosion.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Tampa Bay Lightning because that was Paul Gostad with a couple goals. Thomas Vanek with a couple goals. Alex Kotelik with 3 assists in the game. I just watched that from the bench, Duffer, so that was good.
Part of the 06-07 squad, and Ryan Miller got the win based on where you were located.
I was just getting ready for my fight later in the year.
Yeah.
Because I was doing what
I don't think you were sparring.
I was doing push-ups and lifting weights, getting ready for my fight.
There's a greater likelihood that John Van Boxmeer was still doing push-ups and training at that point in time than you. Boxy is 73 on this day, but another Sabre is also celebrating a birthday, and he is in your fraternity, Tom Draper, 59.
Drapes, he was my goalie partner my second year in Rochester. We won the best defensive team duo goaltender. He was awesome. Roommates, we used to watch ESPN NHL Tonight on when we got into the hotels in Glens Falls, New York, or Albany, or whatever. He was like, every night, he had the TV, the remote, and I never had control of that thing. I am such a control freak when it comes to the remote, and Tom Draper always had the remote.
He played 7 more playoff games than you did here in Buffalo. It was that 92 series.
Zero.
I know. He had the 7-game series against Boston in 92 that lost in game 7 late.
Yes.
Otherwise, terrific effort. And happy birthday, Tom. We'll see you tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.